You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The weather is quite literally taking the country by storm, leading many institutions to close down for the day, including BFM's very own residence, the University of Auckland. I spoke to Lisa Murray from Met Service earlier this morning for a quick update.
Cyclone Cook is causing havoc across the North Island. It's kind of been branded the worst storm since 1968. Can you kind of give me an update on what's happening?
Yes, yeah, so Cyclone Cook is expected to make landfall this evening, coming onto the Coromandel Peninsula Bay of the Western Bay of Plenty region at about 7 to 8 p.m. The effects of it will be felt from afternoon, though, as winds start to pick up and you'll start to see some swell along that coast as well. That's going to track down central North Island, move off on the Wairarapa, and should be lying at just off the east of Kaikoura Coast at 6 a.m. Friday morning. Then it continues to move south, and by Friday evening, it'll really be only affecting the southern corner of the country, like Clutha, Dunedin, those kind of areas.
Oh, I see. So when is it kind of expected to hit its peak today?
So really, the most affected areas is that when it first makes that landfall, you know, we're most concerned there. But anywhere, it's really tightly packed low. So anywhere it tracks as it moves down, can expect to see severe gales. Could get some downpours with it as well. So, you know, we're talking downpours up to 40 millimetres in an hour. So this could cause poor visibility when driving, rivers and streams to rise rapidly, surface flooding, landslips, things like that. So, we have put a lot of regions on watches and warnings at the moment. And I do advise people to check their region for their rainfall totals, their rainfall amounts and the strength of the winds for their region and also the timing. And you can get them at metservice.com.
And I've heard that, you know, a lot of universities are shutting down today, including Auckland University itself. And also, I think they're considering closing down the Harbour Bridge. Is that right?
Well, as far as, you know, schools and universities are concerned, it's probably best during this system that people don't travel. So although it's not so bad right now, as the winds pick up into the afternoon and evening when people would be going home, you know, it is a crucial time. It's best to have as few people as possible on the roads. It's really batten down the hatches, you know, stay put if you can, and just let the storm pass. It does pass quite quickly. So for the likes of the Auckland region, the most severe weather will have passed through by tonight and into tomorrow. Then there's just some showers on some northerly winds, but the worst, that severe weather will have passed. And even the likes of Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, they're going to be in, you know, they're going to see sunshine tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, are there any, I mean, we've heard from some people saying that there's been the sort of huge emergency and a lot of health concerns emerging as well. Do you have any kind of comment on that?
Well, you see, a lot of places are already very saturated. We had a wetter than average March. We've already had a wetter than average April, and it's only the 13th of April. You know, we've had quite a lot of rain around the region. A lot of places are already saturated. Like, we just had to look at Edgecumbe to see the devastation that a lot of rain can cause. And this is going to top that up. So it's only really going to exacerbate the situation up there. And because the soils are already very moist and wet, and then you add winds to that, you can expect to see, you know, trees coming down. You can expect to see power lines, and people could get power outages and should really prepare for that. So what we're saying is, you know, prepare for the worst. If you batten down the hatches and, you know, stay put and let the storm pass, hopefully everyone will get through this safely.
Right. Is that the kind of final word of advice then?
Yes, absolutely. You know, for the likes of Wellington as it moves through, Wellington region, you know, if you go to bed early and then, you know, have a lie in for Good Friday, you will miss the worst of the storm.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.